Sri Radharas Sudaniti. This is verse 116. So this is a very nice verse that describes the confidential service of Radharani. What is the unique position of being Radharani's maidservant? So we'll read the verse. So this is the verse 116, the unique position of Radharani's confidential service. Raho dasyam tasya kimapi brishabhanur brajabari yasya putriya purna pranaya rasa murtir jari labhe tada na kim darame kimu surgane kincha vidina kimishena sham priyamilan yatnirapi chakim. There's a bunch of questions here. He's comparing different types of religious practices in this verse. Then read the translation. These particular forms of religious practice or spiritual pursuits are very attractive and they're the sum and total of all possibilities to approach God. But he's saying all these fall short when we compare these dharmic or aspects or paths of dharma. They fall short when we compare them to the rahadasyam. Rahodasyam, raha means secret. The great fortune to be the confidential secret maidservant of Radharani. If we attain the service of Srimati Radharani, the indescribable daughter of King Vrishabhanu, of Vrishabhanu Brajavadi, like we say, Govardhan means the special, excessive, glorious, the best of the Lord of Braj, Vrishabhanu. Radharani's bodily form is the very personification of exclusively complete loving mellows. If we get that fortune, if we attain Radharani's service, then what do we care about Dharma? Then for us, what is the use of Dharma? What is the use of different demigods? What is the use of the post of Brahma? That's the highest possible position to have in the whole material universe, to be Vidata, the creator of Vidata. And it's explained as someone follows all the Varnashram Dharma for 100 births and all kinds of yagyas and pujas, then that jiva may attain the post of Brahma. It's like here people do bratas to attain some position. Some rishis and devotees and sadhu gurus, they observe bratas. Like this Purushcharan brat for 40 days or so many, they do one after the other, chant so many lakhs of mantra, and they take a sankalpa or resolution. I want darshan of Saraswati. So there are many famous contemporary sadhus that have come across India in the last 50 years. They were blessed by Hanuman Darshan, Saraswati Darshan, etc. as the fall or the fruit of their intense endeavors and sankalpa to perform various austerities. So they're blessed with all kinds of knowledge, and they tantalize and attract and entertain and enlighten the populace by their delivery, their spiritual discourses and deliveries, and they become very famous personalities and big acharyas with many disciples, and many of them do lots of good for the world also. With all their accumulated fortune and wealth, they open hospitals or schools or do many good things. But in other words, they do austerity to get a post in this world. So he's saying, what's the use if even we become Lord Brahma? How much austerity one has to perform to become Lord Brahma? One great acharya that's walked all across India, his name was Jagat Guru Kripalu. He was one of the last century's most amazing and stunning lecturers in Hindi. His lectures are actually very, very good, very erudite and scholastic. He's no more. But he used to live in Vrindavan. He came here, did many of these Purushcharan Bratas, he attained darshan of Saraswati several times. And his sankalpa was, please bless me with shastra nipun. Bless me that I become expert in all shastras. So we have many friends that are members of ISKCON in Delhi, and they said his lectures are amazing. Once he gave a 40 days he was lecturing every hour, one day for 1 hour on Guru Tattva, and quoting every scripture from everywhere about Guru, Puranas, Bhagavat, Shruti, Smriti. Because it's like he opened his mouth in a river of knowledge. So he wanted that. He came to Braj, and some of the elderly Brahmins and people of Braj, where he performed his bratas, which is very near the temple garden where I stayed, Patak Bagicha. It was their land, actually, where he dug a gufa and he did these austerities. So he wanted that position. So Sripad, Prabhupada Saraswati, says, if I'm just a dasi, anadasi of Radharani, that's greater fortune for me than to attain the post of Brahma or to follow any kind of dharma. Then he says that what's the use of demigods? People worship demigods for health, for power, for money, to conquer. They worship Durga to conquer. They worship Surya for health. They worship different demigods for different powers. And he's saying, I don't care about Devata Puja or Panchupasana to worship Vishnu or Shiva or Parvati or Ganapati or Surya. I have no care. I don't care about Swargamukti or elevation to some better situation on the higher planetary systems, Gurubhavaswa. Then he says, and I don't even care about mastery over the three worlds. He says, Kimi Shena, I don't even want to become a controller, Isha. Isha means mastery over the three worlds means you become God. Because many people want to become God, but they don't become God, but they become the Jyoti of God. It's Brahma Sayuja Mukti. They merge into the effulgence of God. And that's a bona fide. Because in this verse in First Canto of Bhagavatam, it explains these are three equal, because it says they're non-dual. Vedanti tat tattva vidas yad tajjnanam advayam brahmati paramatmeti bhagavan tishamite. It says advaya gyan. He said this truth that Shukadeva is giving in Bhagavatam, there's no duality here. There's no higher and lower here. Brahman realization is just as high or complete as Bhagavan realization in terms of this verse. Bhagavan iti shakina paramatmati. Whether you realize super soul as a jnani, as an ashtanga yogi, or you merge in Brahman and Kaivalya, or you worship Vishnu and get Silokya Mukti or Panchamukti and Vaikuntha or four muktis, or Krishna Prem and Prem Seva Radhan Krishna Yugal and Vrindavan, they're all perfect and complete spiritual attainments. Vedanti tattva-vidas. It's in first canto, maybe third chapter, I don't remember, verse. And oftentimes it's presented that there's three levels and stages of realizing the absolute truth, the highest being Bhagavan. It's Paramatti Bhagavan, like this, but it's actually, they're all equal. Some people, some personalities, their sanskaras or their destiny, whatever, they go that way. So he's saying, I don't care about becoming Brahman realized or having all the power of God. I just want to serve Swamini's lotus feet. Raho dasyam tasya kimapi prishabhan or brajavadi. Because of course this course, this discussion in Kartik from Radharas Sudaniti, it's describing the glories of Radharani and her seva. So this is the actual principle. Yesterday we discussed sevas, three types of sevas, with the ultimate perfection of hands, legs, and eyes, engaged in Radharani's service. So that was specific sevas which we described yesterday. Now today, the topic today is that Sripad, appreciating the position of the mandris, he's simply glorifying the principle of seva, how rare it is, how special it is, how exalted it is, and how fortunate it is that It's beyond Dharma, beyond the demigods, beyond Brahma. And it's simply becoming a servant, a maidservant, kinkari, a palyadasi, a manjari. So this is the basic idea of the verse. And he says, I don't even want to be. Then he says, Kimi Shena. Then he says, Sham Priyamilan. Sham Priyamilan. Yatner Api Cha Kim. Kim means what? Kim, what do I care? Because we say, Kinkari. Ai Nanda Tanacha Kinkaram. Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Mudo. Kripaya Tava Parapankaja. Stita Duli Sadrisham Vajintya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam. He's saying, I'm your kinkar. Kinkar is male gender. It means I'm your servant. It's a combination of kara and kim. Kara means do, and kim means what. So kinkari is a female form, means dasi. Dasi. The servant appears before the master or the mistress, the queen or the king, with folded hands and a humble demeanor and a humble posture and gentle words, and says, Kim karomi, what may I do? Kim, what, karomi, may I do? So when you combine what, kim, with karomi, it becomes kinkari, or kinkar. Ai nanda tanaja kinkar, because Mahaprabhu is speaking, Krishna, Bhav and Kanti of Radharani. So he's saying, I'm your, Ai nanda, hey nanda nandan, I am your eternal servant, Jivara Sarupaya Krishna Nityadas, but I'm stuck in this Bhavamburi. I'm drowning in this ocean of Bhava, this Bhava Sagar, this ocean of material existence. And I want to drown in the Bhav, Mahabhav Sagar, the ocean of Mahabhav and Bhav. Just change the A, the long A, Bhav, it's like Mahabhav, and short A is material existence, birth and death. We all have that song by Govinda Kaviraj. Was it? Baba Hari Mana. Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravind. How's it go? Baba, how's it start? Baja Hari Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Baba Sindhure. There's one line that says, Baba Sindhure, I'm drowning. I'm worshipping Hari. Baja Hari, Baja Hari, Baja Hari. Because I'm drowning, I'm suffering, I'm dying, life after death, after life after death. Bhaja Hari. In this ocean of material existence. But it becomes like a cow's hoofprint when we surrender to Krishna Murari. Samasrita ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho Murari. Bhavambudir vatsapadam parampadam patantiyado nadrita yushmad angriya. We cited that verse the other day from 14th chapter of Brahma Stuti. Marari. Samashrita ye padapalava palavam. Punya sho marari. Yo, your name, Marari, is punya. It's pavitram, it's purifying, and it makes one famous, and you're famous for that name, Mora, Marari. So this is a beautiful glorification of the basic principle of sevas, and we'll review each line and see what more we can find from here. Just reading from my notes, the glories of Radharani's confidential seva. There's another translation. This is from Dasara Sutta, and this is Advaita Das. If we can attain the confidential seva of the very form of complete love ras, which is Raho Dasyam Prishabhanar Bhajavari, then the daughter of Prishabhanar Maharaj, then what is the use of religious principles, the demigods, regulated devotion to the Supreme Lord, or even endeavors to associate with Shama Sundar's dear devotees, Sham Priyamilan. So those are Sham Priya, those that are dear to Sham are Krishna Priyamilan. Milan means to meet with. We have that song everyone says, Kaha Malenge, the Hindi song, Kaha Malenge, about 10 years ago there was some song. Hello, it was like the dialing of a telephone, tat 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 tat. Hello, Narada Muni. When Narada Muni was calling Narayan, Narada Muni calls Narayan. There's a Hindi song. Narada Muni calls Narayan on the telephone, old days. And you hear the recording, tat 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 tat. And Narada Muni says, hello, Narayan, this is Narada Muni. Kaha Malenge. When will I meet you? So we're saying, Radhe Radhe Kaha Malenge. Radhe Radhe Kaha Malenge. When will I meet you, Radharani? This is the aspiration of the sadhak in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. When will I see you? When will I meet you? When will I find you? This famous song by Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mahi. O prema mahi radha, kotai, kotai, kaha, kaha. Where are you? Where are you? Then he says, and he's going here and there. He says, ek bar radha kund. Dake radhe radhe abarsham, ekbar radha kunda dake radhe radhe abarsham kunda dake radhe radhe. Everyone knows this word dake, because before we take food we say dake, right? Shadira vijal jutindriya jaheka jiva play. Then the last line is preme deko chaitani nitai. You remember? Preme dako, dako, preme dako, chaitanya nitai. Dako, with love. And we're just looking at the prasadam. Yeah, love, chaitanya nitai. Because 1 second after that chaitanya nitai, your hand is there and samosas in your mouth with first chutney. Preme dako, chaitanya nitai. With that part, it says loudly, Jorse Bolo. So we say, he's saying, Kotai go. He says, Ekbar Dake, Ekbar Radha Kunde Dake, Radhe Radhe, Abar Shama Kunda Dake. One day, one time I come to Radha Kunda, I say, Radhe Radhe, Kotai Kotai, where are you? The next day I go to Shama Kunda, Radhe Radhe, where are you? So this is the bhav, this is the Otsuka bhav, the intense enthusiasm and hankering of the devotee, the anxious hankering of the devotee to find his Ishtadev. All the great devotees, they toured the length and breadth of Vrindavan. If they're wandering and searching for Radharani, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was a Babaji, so he just wandered everywhere around. Where? Ekbar nidhi bandhe dake radhe radhe, abar seva kunje dake radhe radhe. Ekbar, it's like this, you know that song, it's in the songbook. Kotai go prema mahi. So this particular insect seems to like Harikatha. He also likes the yellow jacket. So this is the sadhaka. If he attains this, then as intimate seva of Radharani, then dharma, vidhi nisheda, the rules and regulations of shastra, devata puja, Vishnu vaidhi bhakti sadhana, and even sadhu sangha, sham priya milan, kimapi. What do I care about sadhu sangha? Because when you're meditating, then you're meditating on Radharani and the Leelas and your form and your Guru's form. So the sadhu sangha is to bring you to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. That's sadhu sangha. Sangha means to meet, to associate. Sa-anga, sadhu. That knowledge, that personality, the words of that person, the shiksha, the words, the blessings of that sadhu, that spiritual teacher, they cut all the illusion, all the attachments. And then we can sa-anga, we can mix our mind with Krishna's feet, we can mix our heart with Krishna's feet, we can mix our body and life with Krishna's feet. This is sadhu-sangha. Because from sadhu-sangha, then we learn the path of bhajan. what is bhajan? And by doing bhajan, then you, it's the beginning of bhajan is diksha. And this is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is explaining, diksha kale atma samarpan. And diksha kale atma samarpan. It says, at the time of diksha, when Guru gives diksha, then the disciple's atma samarpan, he's supposed to surrender. So sadhu sangha, sadhu, sadhu, sat. The words of the sadhu are put you on the path of eternity. That's one meaning of sadhu, sat. Sat, sat dhatu, sadhu. Another meaning of sadhu, it means to cut. Because he cuts the illusions and attachments that prevent us from anga. Anga means limbs. Gauranga, golden limbs. Limbs, arms, legs, body. So sangha, sa means with, anga. So sadhu sangha. You mix your subtle body with the guru's subtle body. Because we have two bodies, we have two angas. Shukshma sharir and linga sharir. Sharir means anga, body, deha, sharir. So this is sadhu sangha. That we offer atma samarpan means we offer dandavats at the feet of the guru at time of diksha, which is symbolic of atma samarpan. We're giving our body, we're giving our mind, our very life's breath. Because he's given us love in the heart. He's placed the seed of divine love and eternal bliss and loving service of the Lord in our heart. This is diksha, dika, atma samarpan. So even Sripad and Manjri Srup Avesh is saying, Sham Priya Milan, I don't care. Because I'm in my Srup, I'm in my Siddha Srup as Manjri, and I'm serving with my Guru Manjri. So I'm graduated. Sadhu Sangha has brought my Anga to the eternal position of Radharani's Raho Dasyam. Verses Raho Dasyam Tasya Kimapi Vrishabhan or Brajavari. Very nice verse. So the sadhu sangha is meaningless because we see in the progression from the beginning of Ado Shara Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya that we have faith. Sudrida Vishwas, very strong faith comes by sadhu sangha. And we associate with sadhus for what? To realize our own anga. To realize our sarup. Sarup means our divya anga, our spiritual form. But unless we give our sa-anga, when we meet that sadhu, if we don't offer our body, if we don't offer our linga sharir and shukshma sharir, we don't offer our subtle body, our mind, intelligence and ego, that's what it means, atma samarpan, to surrender to guru. If we don't offer our subtle body and our indriya, our hands in the service of guru, our minds, our eyes, our feet, everything is linga sharir and the shukshma. Shukshma is the gross body, linga is the subtle body. So we have to offer to the guru. So this is initiation, this is surrender. Ado guru, guru pada shraya. So we have faith, we meet some sadguru, we meet some realized soul who's seen the truth. Tadvedi pranipatena pari prashenina sevya upadakshyanti te jnanam gyaninas tattvadarshana. Gyaninas tattvadarshana. He's seen the personification of tattva. Because tattva personified is lila. The personification of truth is the personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. Krishna is truth, the absolute truth, but he's a person. So tattva. This is in the fourth chapter of Gita, the definition of Guru, right? 434. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshana. Jnani tattvadarshi. He's seen. How do you see truth? Because truth is personal. Purushottam. Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna. Maryada Purushottam Sri Ram. Prem Purushottam Gauranga. Karuna Purushottam, I mean, Karuna Mayi Radha, personification of Karuna. So this is Shraddha, Sarasanga, then Bhajana Kriya. sadhusanga. So he's saying, I don't need sadhusanga. The whole idea of sadhusanga is to attain the confidential service of Radharani in our siddha sarup. And there the sadhu will become your sakhi. The sadhu will reveal, will become your sakhi, your guru sakhi. I remember once I was just hearing one lecture from a friend of mine. He was saying, on this plane, when we get initiated, we have the idea that there's guru and shishya. There's guru and shishya. But then on the plane of meditation, then there were both manjaris. Guru Devi, guru, my guru. Now it's like he's guru and I'm shishya. But when on this plane of meditation, sarup, our divine spiritual form, siddhadeya, sarup siddhi, then he's manjari, Radharani's dasi, and I'm Radharani's dasi. So it becomes a melting and an equality of hearts. And Radharani or Yukteswari, the group leader, will give our guru sakhi order, give us order. It becomes very, the bodies become, the distance and space and difference between the guru and shishya become practically minimal on the divine spiritual platform realization. There's no big asan or anything there. Everyone's going barefoot, running down the footpaths of Vrindavan, following Radharani on her way to Avisar to meet Krishna. Guru Sakhi is running behind Radharani, you're running behind Guru. Everyone's running after Radharani to meet Krishna. We heard about that yesterday. Perfection of feet is to use the feet to run behind Radharani when she goes out for Avisara. For her lover Trayas, her lover's Trayas, her rendezvous in the forest of Krishna. So the sadhaka, this is the truth, but then the converse is also true. If we attain the eternal service, raha udasyam of Radharani, then all these things are insignificant. But then you take it the reverse way. But if we do all these things, if we follow all the shastra vidhi, we follow all the rules and regulations, and we worship Vishnu with all the proper rules and regulations, and we honor and respect all the devatas, and we respect Brahma, and we do all the proper actions of the Vedic culture, and proper follow all the rules of Dharma, Ashram Dharma and Varna Dharma and Ashram Dharma. If we do everything perfectly, but we don't attain the Rahadasya of Radharani, then it's all nashed, it's all useless, bekar, faltu, fruitless. There's no value. That's what it's also said. If we adhere to all the rules of Dharma, we follow all the rules and regulations, and we worship Lord Vishnu with the nine limbs of devotion, and we're always attaining sarasanga, and we're very attentive to all these practices, but they all become meaningless if we don't attain the service of Radharani. So there, of course, obviously, there is a degree of fanaticism here. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, who is absorbed in his Manjari Sarup here, identifying it that way, he also wrote a book called Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And he's very fanatic in there also. He said, if you're living in Vrindavan and someone says they want to take you out of Vrindavan, then you should cut out their tongue. Wait a minute. Is that literal or is that figurative? Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's one of our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas. He's Tunga Vidya Sakhi also, one of Radharani's Ashtasakhi. So he's a Mahajan. He's an Acharya. We must follow. Yad yad acharati shrestas tatad vitarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tano navartate. Gita, we have to follow the Acharya, Shrestha, Acharya Shrestha. Whatever example he gives, we have to follow. So he's telling, this is the command from the Mahajan. Mahajana yena kata sapanta. Mahajana yena kata sapanta pant. The road, the way taught by the Mahajans, the teachers of devotion, the teachers of surrender, we have to follow them. So, excuse me. Excuse me, Gurudev. Excuse me, temple commander. Excuse me, temple president. You're ordering me to come back to Moscow and sell books or go back to Florida and do puja work. Well, no, sorry about that. Cut out the tongue. No, obviously, that's what it's the tenor of his statement. It's the bhav. He's totally in love with Vrindavan. He came here after growing up in South India as the uncle or the brother of Venkata Bhatta and the uncle of Gopal Bhatta. Then after meeting Lord Chaitanya, he understood the significance and unique position of Brajadam and Brajavas and Bhajan. And this, so he came here and he lived in Kaliagat, on the banks of Kaliagat. His Bhajan Kutir and also his Samadhi is there. And he stayed there for so many years, many decades, doing bhajan and writing. So he tends to have this intensive mood, exaggerated mood, just to make the point that Brajavas, living in Braj, is so rare. And if you get to live here, and then you forfeit that opportunity for some whimsical purpose or some insignificant reason, and leave the holy Dal Vrindavan, there's no guarantee we'll ever come back again in this entire life. And so we should take it very seriously. That so he's saying, listen, don't. It's not an ordinary place, and we have to be willing. We can even go to that extent that someone suggested to come back. But I mean, a lot of people, new devotees, they get a hold of these books, and any shastra without acharya or teacher is difficult to understand. Pick up astrology books and try to understand them without a teacher. If you don't have any preliminary training or background, you say, what is all this stuff? The trichon and this, that, and rising, falling, and this, that, ascending and descending, and it's like, what's going on here? The language, the terminology is totally confusing. And so the same way, shastras, there's one verse I can't remember just now, because I just heard my friend told me the other day. He says even the shastras with the tikkas and commentaries are not enough. You need a teacher. I know many devotees that I've met over the years. They said, I have all the Prabhupada's books, but it wasn't until I came to the temple. I read the Gita, I tried to understand it, different books, but it wasn't until I came to the temple and met the devotees and heard from them their explanation that I got the idea and understood. So it's oftentimes people say the books are enough, but even there's a shloka that says that's not enough. Because even every shastra has so many commentaries and tikkas on it, which means there's so many ways to understand it. Bhagavatam has 11 tikkas, one of the most popular editions, and so many more. And that's not counting Prabhupada's tikka, his commentary, because this book was published 80 years ago. Banamali Shastri published Shriman Bhagavatam with 11 Sanskrit commentaries, Vallabhacharya, Snatan Goswami, Sridhar Swami, Govardhan Bhatta, Hari Sari, and many different commentators are there. Vishnu Chakravarti Pad. So if you add Prabhupada, that's 12. And so many more. So it means what's the need for a commentary at all if it's so easy to understand? Every acharya and every realized soul gives a new insight or gives another understanding. So this is a side point. So this is basically that he says that Radha's seva is very secret and hidden and confidential, Radha-dasyam. And there's something we can read. The service of Radharani is not ordinary, but confidential. No one else but Sri Radhika's kinkaris, her maidservants, can enter into the confidential kunja-lila of Radha and Krishna. For a person who attains such a high savor or relish, and that experience of being Radharani's intimate, trusted maidservant in such a confidential private setting, they will feel like that. What is the use for religious principles and rewards going to heavenly planets? Because they have firm faith that Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, just serving Radharani, serving Krishna, that's enough. Everything's accomplished. This word, kim cha vidina, means what is the use of the position of Lord Brahma? And then we have an example here from Brihad Bhagavatamritam, which is the story of Gopakumar, his spiritual odyssey, traveling throughout the planets and different regions of the universe and taking the post of the various personalities there and experiencing that. But then he was always disturbed and unfulfilled and dissatisfied because he was initiated on the banks of the Yamuna in Vrindavan or Govardhan. When he was given this Gopal mantra, which points towards Madan Gopal, towards Krishna and Vrindavan. So he was chanting that mantra and perceiving and feeling the presence of Madan Gopal and Vrindavan. And he understood, this is my Ishtadev, this is my worshipable Lord, and I want to attain him. And so as he went different places, he was offered the post of Brahma, and he went to Vishnu Loka, and he was not happy there. The Vaikuntha Vasis, they met him, and they took him, oh please, you come, you're qualified, come to Vishnu Loka, Narayan Loka. So he went there and he had darshan of Narayan, and he was not very happy. Usually people are blissful if they go to Vaikuntha. It's Vaikuntha, there's no anxiety. There's no anxiety, then you should be happy. It's a rare state to find a position when there's no anxiety. Anyway, he went there and he wasn't very happy because, oh, you're blue like my Gopal, but you're not my Gopal. You're something different. You don't look like my Gopal. I don't see your flute, I don't see your pagri or turban or your peacock feathers or your gunjamala, and I don't see you wearing Vaijanti mala on your chest and a chatter around your neck and, you know, this big golden crown. And so then Narayan perceived his distress, and God always likes to remove the distress of his devotees. The devotees are very dear to him. Saranam ridya tvayam saranam ridyam mayam. Krishna tells the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, Niyamarish Upakya, says that the devotees, the sadhus, are always ridyam, saranam ridyam mayam, saranam ridyantvayam. Says the sadhus, the saints, the devotees, are always in my heart, Govinda Vishram. And I'm always in their heart, Govinda Vishram. The lover is always thinking of the beloved, and the beloved is always thinking of the lover. So the Bhagavan and Jiva Sambandha, and this Prem Seva, this Sambandha, this relationship of eternal loving service, the servant is always thinking of the master's welfare and happiness, peace and bliss. That's the relationship. But the master is always thinking of the servant's happiness, welfare and joy and bliss also. So Narayan was seeing that Gopakumar was not happy. So then he talked to Lakshmi Devi. He says, listen, let's manifest our form as Krishna and Radharani. Because Vishnu is Krishna, Vishnu is Ram, Ram is Krishna. That either one, they're one in tattva, but they're different in ras, different in relish, different in and the different the rasas and the experience of ras. Only Krishna in Vrindavan is called Rasaraj, Sri Krishna. Vishnu in Vaikuntha is not called Rasaraj. His basic ras is Shanta and Dasya Rati. This is, it says in Chaitanya Charitamritam, in the Vaikuntha there's 2.5 rasas. There's Shanta Ras and Dasya Ras and half of Madhurya. Why half of Madhurya? Because there's two aspects. Madhurya means conjugal love. There's two aspects of Madhurya. One is Patibhav and one is Utpatibhav. There's Swakiya and Parakiya. Swakiya means conjugal love, my own. Swakiya, belonging to me. Marital love. Rukmini married Krishna. Krishna married Rukmini. So that's called Swakya, the Mahishi Bhav, the queens of Dwarka. But in Vrindavan, it's Utpati Bhav, an additional, it's called Paramar or Utpati Bhav or Parakya. Parakya means belonging to another. Gopis are married to one Gopa, but they run with Krishna every night in the Rasa dance. Krishna is their lover, their Nagar. So this is the so there's two parts of Madhuriya Bhav, Parakya and Swakya. So only in Braj you have the full five rasas. All the rasas are there. But in Vaikuntha, who is the mother of Narayan? Who is the mother of Lakshmi? There isn't any. there's a story in Puranas how Lakshmi manifests from the Kira Samudra during the Deva Asura Mantan. But that's some expansion. But then basically there's no parental love of Vatsalya Bhava and Vaikuntha. And where is this Sakya Rasa? Nothing like that, really. Everything's very official and ordered like that. So this is the extent of what is being said here in this purport. That he's very fanatically saying that Radharani's service is everything. I think we can cover another verse. This is a small verse of the small purport, and we covered most of the points. About the creator, Vidhi means Brahma. We don't want to be Brahma. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha. He says here in Avtika, when we have the great happiness and joy and relish of Radharani's confidential service, because as soon as you begin Raghunuga Bhakti, you have the confidential service of Radharani. Because the sevas that are described in the books, the guidebooks, you could say, the handbooks or guidebooks of Raghunuga Bhakti, they're all those sevas are confidential. They're describing sevas in Radharani's bedroom, in Radharani's in the kunja with Krishna, or in Radharani's bathroom, or shochgar, her bathroom, serving Radharani in her bathroom, cleaning and bathing, and anointing her body and dressing her, and painting her feet and brushing her hair, and providing ointments and massage. So many things are there, very confidential, very intimate. So even the beginning of meditation, immediately you have the raho, Rahasya Seva, the secret confidential service of Radharani by the mercy of Guru, who engages one in this type of rag marg, in this meditation. Because Raghunuga Bhakti is based on heart and mind fused together in meditative service. The Vaidhi Bhakti is based mostly, it's the external senses are engaged. But the Narottam Das Thakur, he describes that Raghunuga Bhakti is mano-dharma. Mano-dharma. It's ek-anga. Ek-anga bhakti. Ek-anga means man, mind. Shravanam kirtan vishnu smaranam. So it's smaranam. Smarana. Smarana means to remember. It's called mano-dharma, religion of the mind. But we hear Ambarish Maharaj, how he engaged all his senses in Vaidhi Bhakti, his hands, his working senses, Gyanindriya and Karmindriya, everything. And he's very busy. He's very busy, like we have this phrase. What are you doing? What is your service? What are you doing? I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting all day, meditating. There's one great devotee, Prabhupada's godbrother, his name was Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Akinchan Krishnadas. And he was obviously a chanted holy name for many, many lifetimes. Because there's one verse in Puran says that someone is automatically and spontaneously and irresistibly attracted to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This indicates that they've been chanting for hundreds of lifetimes. When it's just coming out of their mouth like breathing. Like, you know, we have to force ourselves, Hare Krishna. But he was like that as soon as he came to the Gaudiya Math. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. And someone would ask people that were with him and met him and saw him, like one godbrother, Rishikesha Nandan, or something like that, Rishikesha Nandan from Thailand, he lives in Thailand now, But he has a good amount of association with him, Krishna Krishna's, quite a bit. And he just has his memoirs describing that. And I've seen Akinshan Krishna's myself, I've seen two or three times in 78. He didn't leave, he left around 80 or not very, not so long ago. And he was, oftentimes he'd be in Vrindavan, he would live in Ban Maharaj's temple, which is down near Madan Mohan. And he also would go to Imlitala to that Gaudiya Math, Bhakti Saranga Goswami. He liked that hymn and that temple. So I was there a couple of times in Kirtan with him and some other Iskand devotees. But what was told was that anyone ever asked him a question, he would just laugh and chant Hare Krishna. Ah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was very much in bliss. So when he was staying in the Gaudiya Math, he was living there in Mayapur during Bhakti Siddhanta's time. And the God brothers were complaining about him. Oh, he just sits in one place. He's not going out on Harinam Sankirtan. He's not begging alms. He's not doing puja. He's not cleaning the temple. He's not cutting vegetables. He's not working in the mandir fields, because they have fields that go with the temple. He's not harvesting potatoes for Thakurji or agricultural sale. He just sits all day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they complained to Bhakti Siddhanta, he should do some seva. But what was he doing? He was doing monodharma. He was not doing anything, but his mind was doing. So I'm talking about rag bhakti is monodharma. So we have to run around a lot until our mind becomes peaceful and sanctified and pacified so we can actually meditate. Maybe that happens in the very early stage. That's why people begin Raghunuga Bhakti even at the stage of Anartha Nivritti. It can begin if the mind is somewhat pacified and peaceful and the heart is eager and the heart is anxious to follow the Brajajanas, to follow them and emulate them and have their moods and bhavas and sevas and the relationship with Radha and Krishna. Then you take off. You begin. You seek guidance, you seek books, you seek shelter, you seek guru. You find a way, the ways and the means to fulfill your hankering. When you're hungry and you're thirsty, you figure out somehow or other how to find food and water. Find it, steal it, whatever, you'll get it. So the same thing. Rag means a thirst. Your attachment is making you thirsty. I want to know about Radha Krishna. I want to know about their seva. Who can tell me? So now we have the internet and can type in Raghunuga Bhakti and you get 50 websites and thousands of articles. You go, wow, where do I start? Okay, let's start that one. Oh, that's. Then you read that one, then you go to the next one and say, wait a minute, he just copy and pasted that one. You find out that half of them are, there's only one or two people actually writing about it. And everybody's copying and pasting from the other guy. So this is this verse is very nice. We'll read the verse again. We're basically out of time, but this is the unique position of Sri Radha's confidential service. Rahodasyam tasya kimapi brishabhanur brajavari yasya putya purnaparanaya rasamurtir jari lave tadana kim dharmai kimu suragane kincha vidina kimishena sham priyamilan yatner kim Api Kim. He says, if we attain the confidential intimate service of Radharani, what do we care? Radharani's bodily form is a personification of completely exclusive, loving mellows. He says, Yasya Putra Purna Pranaya Rasa Murtir Yadi Labe. Labe, that means Loba. If I attain that, what more? You attain Radharani, then you attain the service of Radharani, you have it all. Krishna himself is serving the lotus feet of Radharani, and he has to beg you with folded hands, excuse me, Manjari, may I massage the feet that you're massaging? I mean, sometimes, when Radharani's in Man, and she's in a contrary, opposing mood towards Krishna, then she goes somewhere with some sakis, and in a kunja. And even she tells Lalita, she says, I want to be alone. I just want to be alone. I don't want to see anyone. You go. So then Lalita Vishaka, they go. But a mandri's, when she gives this command or order, it doesn't mean the mandri's, because the mandri's, wherever your fingers go, your hand goes. If your fingers go there, your hand goes there. So the Radharani is the hand and the mandri's are the fingers. So wherever she goes, the mandri's. So the mandri's aren't saying, well, what about us? Do we have to go too? That's Radharani does that. They don't even fit into the calculation. I want to be alone now. Please, all you sakis, you go. So everyone knows that who doesn't go? Tulsi Mandri doesn't go. Raghunath Das, Rati Mandri, Rupa Mandri, whomever. They stay. And what do? They comfort Radharani. They speak to Radharani. Because only they can speak to Radharani about Krishna in the way that Radharani wants to hear. Because the Mandris are Radhasneya Adik. They have so much extra affection for Radharani. So they will speak in such a way that, yes, that's Shyam. He doesn't realize how wonderful you are and how beautiful you are. But the sakis can't say that because they're partial towards Krishna. They have partiality, their bhav and their extra affection. They have adik, extra, more. They're leaning more towards Krishna. So they can't really tell Radharani that Krishna is really bad, you know. So then one mandri sits at Radharani's feet and she starts, you know, when you're feeling anxious, or you're feeling unhappy and disturbed, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice massage. Or even rub your own feet if you have nobody around. Something's better than nothing. You know, like, I know myself, because I don't have a downline behind me. Just rub your feet, bathe, soak your feet after Govardhan Parikrama, then you give some loving TLC to your feet, give them a little rub, and then press them, and yeah, it feels nice. You know, it's not the exchange of bhava when someone lovingly serves you, but what to do when you're a kela. So now the mandri is massaging the feet of Radharani. This is her seva. And then Krishna comes to the door of the kunja. And he looks in at the mandri. You know, I remember once I was in Mayapur in 1977. Prabhupada, he gave one lecture. That many felt too ill. But all the devotees were taking turns serving Prabhupada because he got sick in January. This was like February after he came from Rishikesh to Mayapur for the festival in 77. And some devotees were there and he was sitting there. He didn't look very well. He didn't fare very well and he went to Rishikesh to get healthy, but he got more sick. 77 January. So this is Mayapur, February 6th or 7th, I believe. He's giving a lecture. So devotees were fanning Prabhupada because so many flies. With the chamara, and then devotees would be fanning another devotee go, no, like, my turn, and you go. You look away from, you know, and he says, let me do it. And then then you would come up, and then sometimes you come and go, you know. You give him reluctantly give him the chandra fan. So I remember I was like that, and the person ignored me, so I went up and went, you know, a little more convincingly. So Krishna's outside the kunja, and our kunj, and the mandri is absorbed, Radharani is relaxing, and another mandri is speaking in her ear and telling her how bad Krishna is, and he doesn't deserve you, and Why you give all your attention to him? And you're so wonderful and so great and glorious and kind, and so many good qualities. And what qualities does he have? And Radharani says, yeah, you're right. And they feel very good. And one's massaging. And Krishna's like, psst, psst. And then she looks. Like, get out of here. And then she, you know, like, taps on this. Taps with his fingernail on his bamsi, you know, tap, 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 you know, his bamsi. There's a bamboo flute. He goes, tap, tap. He goes, So the mandri stops. And Krishna comes in and picks up right where the mandri left off. And she's perfect. She's perfectly massaging. I mean, Krishna's perfectly massaging. So this, just see how confidential. Just serving Radharani's feet, even God is begging, oh please, I want to serve the feet you're serving. So this is the confidential service of Radharani. Sri Radharasura Nidhi Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai, Sri Kartik Devi Radharani Ki Jai, Shyama Kanradha Kangiri Govardhana Ki Jai.